listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
That's exactly what the theme song is saying. This is Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is October 8th, 2017. It's a three-hour live show, and this is the third live hour, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome, everyone. We're into thought processes of the millennials concerning water and other kinds of suggested real world warfare, and how the value of water is determined by conflicts, which Hillary Clinton even proposed in 2012 within her soliloquy, which she visibly neglected to say at the Stanford Data Center in her talk yesterday, that she was instrumental into the process of the uranium sale to Russia, into the determination of it, even though it's spent uranium, is the fact that you have to have special water for that, which was also the formula base, which was given to Russia without cost. In the old days, you would never be able to be a government employee and be able to do that. We used to call it treason, but I'm not calling that she was a treasonous person. I don't have to. But this is like Suez, the French company, with Chasse de Depôt, which is in Quebec, which is the CDPQ company, completed the acquisition of the General Electric Water and Process Technologies. Remember when I first started on RBN? And... And that was when the process of that General Electric was saying if they could condense down a process of being able to take a complete, 20-foot long or height processor to take the water and convert it into a different product, they would control the market. Well, they sold GE Water Process Technologies, sold to Suez 2 months ago. It has now been finalized and a complete acquisition. It sold for $2 billion and, for that process. And I saw that with my own eyes. And I can remember when they said, well, the group has a stronger knowledge of the research that goes into the or go to the municipal customers in the world. So the key point was there are 50,000 customers worldwide in this transaction, and it's called the Water Technologies and Solutions, playing in the leadership of Hersher Markholm, who is the president and CEO of GE Water. So the thing is that Markholm was the former president of GE Water, but now the unit combines those Suez technologies. And they're totally, in my opinion, right. Of course, the water will be worth more than gold, and it already is in some parts of the world. And they're not joking about that as a phrase. That happens to be the real situation. So we go back to the millennials who are trying to do corporate ladder climbing, and nothing wrong with that, you know, got to get ahead, right? And that type of story. I remember being told, well, you know, money is just so important. Well, then why is it so important where you have to, when you transfer money out from another country and bring it back to the United States, you're penalized. Just think about that. So the thing comes down to that. The millennials have a favor thing. They have another favor for water. And this is one of the companies in the concept where you have a foreign company coming in to America where they get penalized. But they said, this is white peach sparkling bitters. Now, sparkling bitters is a water thought by the millennials because it has tonics, bitters, but they have white peach that's been added. Now, when you add white peach, you have a little sweetness, and it's a locality of attorney, to a sparkling bitter or a grapefruit mint, and so that's why the millennials like it. And then you have maple water, which is tapped straight from the maple tree. Here again, we get another process. And I always find it fascinating, since there's a shortage of food in the world that's happening because a lot of it's wasted, and the idea of destroying trees is part of the climate change social communist concept. So the idea that destroying trees is not a good idea because you're decreasing the photosynthesis process, and you're also preventing oxygen conversion for humans. And I know that I've talked to very many executives and engineers, and it's shocking that they don't realize that. In other words, the change of the earth, they say, well, it's from climate change. No, it's the fact that you bought a country like a half of Brazil. China, you took most of Chile. Japan has taken a lot of Chile and it owns it. Literally owns Chile. But of course they're up against the Chernobyl radiation process, and that's why they were in the plutonium era. But that's because most of the water in the earth is contaminated with radiation. The maple tree is one of the most sacred trees in medicine and in China, and even in China, because what you have, a maple tree has a chemistry and a neurological system. Trees have neurological systems. I've talked about that before. And of course, to destroy a maple tree, and the terms to have for the millennials is they call it the happy tree, maple tree water, and they have fresh pressed ginger. And then they add Peruvian arbequia. It's a coffee to that. Now, that's a favorite right now, is to have a triple-strength coffee that's used with certain kinds of water. Now, you have a hydrogen-infused water. Now, here's a lot of area of work that's been done encapsulating hydrogen into the molecule and things. I talked about this about 4 years ago when these innovations were just starting. But you have the fructose hydration, and then you have an anti-inflammatory element of an oxidant placed into the water, and they're claiming, of course, that their what they call their hydropack is BPA-free and is recyclable, you know, lowering the carbon footprint. Of course, most bottles, there's been research that's being done around the world to make a different bottle out of wood and out of discarded remnants of newspaper. Of course, the problem with that is that, you know, the science has to be worked out to take out the toxins from the wood itself to make the bottle. And, of course, the idea is to make it a chewable bottle. But you keep in mind that when you have that type of toxicity working in that way, and they know it, too, and I think that's starting the research, that's why companies are spending approximately $1 trillion on that research to have their four companies. And they're working on the idea of changing the bottle itself with what they affectionately will call recyclable. Problem is that when we dispose things in this country, they say put all your newspapers in one place, put all your bottles in another, put all your plastic in another, and put your food in another, and, you know, work it that way on the recyclable, and everybody's into it, and they've got everybody, you know, working and say, well, that goes to China. See, China owns this company. So what do you think your clothes are made of that causes you the rashes? What do you think that the food is working it through? What do you think about the salmon that are grown by North Korea in China to be sent to America? They are using hydrogen-infused water. And the whole process of this, it comes into this other way. Oh, you know, in China, North Korea has people called the minders. And the minders, they've been around in China a long time. You got North Koreans that work in the thing, and the minders are the people from North Korea to keep track of the workers in China. And they think, well, this is the kind of system that, you know, they don't talk out of line and, you know, don't practice their religion, that type of thing. So this is what is being proposed in Congress right now, and to be connected with the water system. So you need to know we can't have any infrastructure according to the Republican top senator there. And they're thinking, oh, you know, Obama is just a terrible person. He doesn't know the ropes. And they think, well, how in the hell do you think this country got started? Do you think it got started with a bunch of people that they didn't have universities? You know, if it wasn't for Thomas Jefferson pulling off the idea of having one of the colleges thing, you had Parr Marquis, who was a very famous converted British soldier who was captured. He became more American. And what about the Louisiana Purchase into the formation? You know what the Purchase was really based about? Because the French couldn't find any use for the Louisiana area. You know, it was because they didn't want to deal with it because they had to deal with the Indians. So Thomas Jefferson figured out a way to make peace with the Iroquois, particularly. But who gave mathematics? It was the Iroquois. Who gave them the formation of the development of agriculture and which today we call genetic engineering? It was the Sapasu Indian tribe and from that area. So Thomas Jefferson saw it not only as a land to be developed, but he also bought it, and that was the beginning of his thought about forming a patent office, because of the formation of knowledge. And why? With the thing they had drawn out, they get back to hydrogen. They had already drawn out a basic structure with hydrogen without knowing the actual structure of the hydrogen molecule, but the Indians gave it to them in terms of what they thought that would be. Now, you ask yourself, well, where did they get that? Well, they got it from the Mayan culture, who, you know, 1,500 years before had come and given them the formulation of how to convert various forms of life itself. So it placed it within the hydrogen base, and that's when the water came up. And of course, the 2 months ago on the Temple of the Moon in the Aztec culture, they found the underground tunnel for the underworld, and where the water flows into those pipes that they made, and they carved on the walls of the pipe, you see, how the transformation of the body going to the soul travel of the underworld. And that's only 2 months old in Vermidule. What did they use? They used essentially hydrogen-infused water. So, you know, we're not out to tell you the story of a tale. We're trying to save your life. You see, that's the other little wrinkle about Parker Pathways. You know, like I'm supposed to be talking about the research of the project of the shapeshift bacteria of the space travel, which I was a part of, in terms of how the E. coli was in the space system and they converted themselves in their own way. Nobody knows how they particularly did it, but they changed the what is called the response time of their concentration of bacterial skin, if you will. So it changed by gravity. And when you look at this comes out of the Cygrus spacecraft, which you know I contributed to that project, and in terms of analyzing it, and you ask yourself, well, how was it possible for the determination of that type of knowledge of how life was projected through magnetism, where the space people of thousands of years ago, which is carved in stone, you know, and on sarcophaguses and on other kinds of tombs, and where they use the golden gloves, you know, in the terms of the implementation of life, it was given by magnetism, which they explained formulas. And a lot of that was on Easter Island, by the way, which is just being covered. The government 2 weeks ago covered up all of that information. But I can tell you because, you know, I've got clearance to turn the thing. I said, well, I'm not going to hold back on that. Hey, Uncle Sam, I'm not going to hold back on that. So here we are. We're talking about the millennials who are walking around. This is the old story again in culture. See, you have people who have insightful ideas, but you have the people who, like they did in the Roman Empire, who decided that killing Christians was an afterthought. And that's why they developed the lion. So you have, and they used to use rose water with their rose-covered glasses. So the apple rose water beverage, it combines the benefits of the rose water, and of course there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, and saying, well, the sun gives energy to the rose, so therefore got energy in the water. That's why they call it the apple rose water beverage. Then you have spring water, which is under NOAA spring water. Company is infused with 8 times the amount of oxygen. Notice here we have a lot of oxygen infusion and magnesium, which is very important, and in sodium-free. And this is specifically not to offend the black people. And then you have the immune, which I think is just ridiculous. The thing, I'm sorry, but I mean, you know, I've already talked about in the first hour. You know, if you're sensitive to the fact that you have hypertension because you're black, well, then, you know, find a way to develop another way to apply yourself into what you see as stress and change your chemistry. Learn something. Go out and study it. Take you can even get classes at the YMCA, which talks about a lot of things to improve your life, a lot of things. But, you know, that's your choice. But you have the immune health water, which is called Citrus Pervita. Now, Pervita is a company that has functional waters. They capitalize on patented technology of pomegranate seed oil. And if you put pomegranate seed oil in water, you're supposed to lengthen your life, you see. And then you have the turmeric water with ginger, which is the plant hemp water. It contains cannabinol, which is not soluble, by the way. Well, listen, we've got a couple waters to go over with you, but Very important. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. And we'll get into the change of the mind by water for the next water we'll talk about.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
And on the last water I'm going to cover today is that the millennials like is cactus water. And it's the idea, it's made with prickly pear cactus, and it's been used for medicine and nutritional purposes, of course, over many years. But if they're approaching this to the vegan and the gluten-free people, which it has nothing to do with gluten-free. But the whole point is that it's packaged in a special pack, and it's recyclable and helps preserve the product's freshness, according to the makers. So what you have in these waters, you have a composite of things that, you know, I can recommend the maple water, and I can recommend the hydrogen-infused water. Of course, that's going on in medicine all over the place, where some of the inventions are based upon the idea of encircling the hydrogen molecule, which is very effective for several other reasons aside from that, but to use the water as a conduit, as a medium, is very interesting. You can have, in my opinion, a better magnesium uptake, which is very important, you know, for the magnesium cycle in your body, just from regular vitamins. And of course, the government's idea of placing us all on a vegan system, and saying, well, this is part of the lowering of the climate adverse reactions if you get rid of meat, is basically in structurally not true. And no matter what anyone says, in fact, there's a whole movement in the government which says, well, if you're a climate changer denier, this is what the government's doing now, and changing the way that you look at it in terms of saying, well, we have climate change and the thing, and so you're contributing. I think someone said to me, pretty soon to take California's lead, they will have taxes on inflatable gas from the body. But if you, and the government's talking about that, I always come out with, if there was climate change as a basis that the government has, what about how keeping track of the dating of archaeological finds which show the carbon and radioactivity in millions of years ago when human beings were developing on the Earth? How it is done besides radioactive dating? Well, how it was done is one of the most accurate ways that even exceeds the radioactivity spectrograms that are done. It's measuring out of the whole aspect of the climate in the tooth of a vole. It's called the vole clock. It's been used for years, and the public never been told about it. And the vole is a rodent that has been around for millions of years. It's always considered probably one of the first rodents. And the vole's teeth have been purposely implanted in time clocks by ancients. And when you analyze, it's called the vole clock. And as I said, but it's evolved over millions of years, and of course, where and when the specific species of the vole became extinct in that area, there was another part of the dating system of the vole in another part of the world. And when you look at the vole clock versus what the biomarker is in outer space for the formation of life, you have a whole different worldview of what went into the water molecule to enforce life. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and the Nobel Prize was given also to three chemists who had developed a way to use the cryo electron microscopy, of course, it's called for the structure of water. And the concept of cryo electron is to crystallize the water formed during the cooling process, and then you can take this water and put it on a grid, and you can immerse it in what the Nobel Prize people did over the years. They immersed it into propane at 190 degrees minus 190 degrees centigrade. And then that water yielded the uniform absorption of electrons as you would find in outer space. And it'd be possible for the water, and it does do that, it creates a process of division. Now, the formation of the water division is based upon the biological molecules at the high resolution that where you can limit radiation damage. Now, it's been postulated that if you do that, of course, you're opening up the opportunity for the use of water to enhance different types of images in a biomolecule to be able to create life itself and to be able to use it as part of a protein structure. Now, the research took over three countries and approximately 600 people, and of course you have the people who put this together. Of course, Jacques Dubois of University of Lausanne in Switzerland, and of course, whom we've been doing with the brain researchers, Joachim Frank of Columbia University, and of course, Richard Henderson from the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology in Cambridge. And the idea of developing the cryo microscopy has other applications. You see, the basis of it is thought as a theory, based upon going even before the Greeks, that a lot of life that was here, in terms of the depiction of gods and the formation of things, were actually robots. And this is not a new theory. This has been going on for some time. There's a lot of evidence to show the mechanism of life itself in terms of the mysteries that were being discussed. Now, if you have the formation of life within the formation of water as it was conceived, you have to get into mechanics. So you get into quantum engineering, which we have today, and a lot of artifacts that have been found indicate that the artists were really depicting a formation of a mechanical universe. That's the way that it was seen. It turns out that there was some truth to it. And if you look at the way quantum physics has developed based upon the Volvo clock of the Volvo species of rodent, and the determination of the major clock or the timation of climate, it's very different than it would be as if it came from a tree, because the tree is very accurate in terms of how the climate affects the tree, but the tree was supporting its main clock, which was the formation of species development, which depended on the tree. So there's only three ways that you can go that path and be able to determine. You have the formation of food, which is based on the present species. In other words, if you have the government saying, well, we have probiotics and we're going to change this, you know, probiotic, everything comes from the gut, from the intestine, and it gives signal to the brain. True. We're going to change the probiotics to change the mind so that we can change the biomarkers within the body and determination of the human species. True. If you want to change the human species, then we have to work with the brain. And they come in. So we talked about the fact of the culturing cells from live patients' brains, which is going on at the Penn State Single Cell Biology, University of Pennsylvania. Now, in order to get to this from 16 million years ago to a rodent, debunking climate change, taking a radiological aspect of the thing and determination of radiation, and at the same time developing a new species, which is a different formation of a brain. Now, the brain cells have been collected from surgery, and the idea is to have what was discovered in that project, and I'm still reviewing that with other people. There's maybe there are about 20 people around the world that are reviewing this project. And when I say review, I'm talking about what should be done in the project, where we're going with it, what the outcome should be. Now, where we have is that we've found so far that there are 2,000 expressed genes, including a cell type, which have transcripts. Now, transcripts of a gene are like a transcript. And in terms of the thing, you've had a lot of words explain what you just said, which is what the archives of Parker Pathways would be like, which the producer very eloquently and in real world is doing a great job on that. And I say that to the open audience, and I mean it. And the thing comes down to the fact you have 2,000 expressed genes. You have a transcript, which are called messenger RNAs. Now, these are the long-coding RNAs, which you find in sperm. And then you have the primary mitochondrial INAs, which are including the transcript of the other gene. Now, this are cultures from living people of their brain cells. Understand this. Now, what you have here is that you have each gene is replicating the history of the formation of the messenger RNA as a transcript, which has a code, which is the formation of how that information has been formed from millions and millions and millions of years ago. Now, if you have the formation of a person in their, a lot of patients that have been in this project are in their 60s, and it permits the human aging studies that have only been possible, for instance, in rodent systems. And so what you have, what is being discovered, is exactly what we call a memory. If you say, well, a brain, has memory. And there's a theme which I'm working on that the brain is memory. Now, some of these genes, on the expressed genes within the process, are good for neurosurgery because you can have a single cell transcript, which you can have information about what their disease is that they have, and take that code and rearrange it to be a signal biomarker for the determination of an artificial intelligence of a person's own genes. I'm going to repeat that because that's the basis. Now, you can't do this. You can't do this without the water molecule and the other Nobel Prize thing, the cryo microscopic spirometer, which is using the formation of the, as Professor Emoto talked about, using mind power of love and gratitude to change the crystal formation of a water molecule, which is where I started. Now, I'm going to add something which is a speculation. All right? Now, this is a speculation. This is a tough one, but it has to be said. The biomarker for life, which has been found in space, has an organic processor, which is a biomarker of itself. Now, it has to have a class of molecules in outer space for the organohalogens. Now, what are the organohalogens? The organohalogens are organic compounds, okay? They're bonded with, let's say, a halogen, a fluorine, a chlorine, a bromine, and an iodine. And those are usually produced through the biological process. If you'll notice that the formation of life from outer space and to determine a thing which has high speculation of possibility is that the fluorine and the chlorine and the bromine and the iodine are contaminants in the drinking water. In other words, before I came on the scene, there were professors at Duke University that already studied the bromine and in strawberries. And it was on my invention, by the way, because I helped invent the frost-free strawberry. That was one of my first real situations. In fact, I can wake up every day of my life and know that I'm feeding over one-third of the population of the earth. They eat strawberries. The next highest eaten product on this earth are artichokes. And I did not have active into the patent for the conversion of artichokes for the determination of surviving in different climates. That's where I absolutely destroyed the climate change argument in that patent. And the thing is, and they took it off. They took it off and made it special. The government made it special. And Al Gore has never forgiven me for that. And the thing is that I'm sorry, Al, but that's the way it is. You know, you're making money. I'm not. You know why I'm not? Because I gave that in, you know, it's legal to give my share in the term for a buck to the American Indian. So what's happening now, you see, the government is saying, well, okay, Captain, what we're going to do is set up a special project for the American Indians on the reservations to test their genetics. We're going to convert the Navajos, and we're going to convert the Utes and the Blackfeet, and it turns us to have genetic testing and to find out if your gene is in their blood. And that's exactly what the Congress passed last week. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, and what are we chasing? Two things. One thing is the fact of the formation of the fact that the American Indian had the progenitor gene for life. And when they do their dance and talk about the cosmic transfers, they're talking about the various gods that they saw in the terms of their interpretation of the formation of their heritage. Okay. And you think, but you see, there's a theory that floats. The floating out that the fact that the extraterrestrials that everybody thinks is there are actually robots. So in other words, if you, and I remember, and those, we get back where I'm getting clearance to be able to talk about the New Mexico experience. That's why I don't want to go to New Mexico. But the thing is, and why, look, you've got, here New Mexico is sitting on one of the biggest oil fields in history, and in terms of shale. You're going to tear that state up like making coleslaw. And the thing is, going to affect. It's going to contaminate the under, the under areas, and of the aquifers. And they know it. They know it. At the same time, the government's going to be converting everyone to plant foods, in the terms of the fact. So on October 23rd and 25, in Barcelona, is going to be the discussion of what I talked about on the second hour today. The kind of the fact that they have plant-based bottles and biodegradable packaging, so the high thing is to come into it, and of course at the same time to take away farmland in America, which is part of what Congress is working on. But at the same time, this same Congress is saying, "Well, we don't want any infrastructure in the terms of the thing." I mean, they're actually, you know, saying that. So. You ask yourself into the terms of you think, well, that's great. We're going to have more oil done on the oil fields. Yeah, that's great. We're going to do that, and the thing is to help our economy. You're going to destroy your basic ecology of where life formed. See? Think about that. I want you to really think about that, because the United Nations wants to have an animal tax. And the animal tax will be based on the plant foods, and it determines of that, and the what is called the developmental concept of the symbol, in other words, the formation of life as it occurs from the plant itself. So, in other words, someone has schooled them well. So in Congress, no, we don't want to touch the concept of the fact, because, and I remember years ago, I was told, and when I first started with chloramine, the contamination within the cancer agents that are in the water. And they said, well, you know, chloramine's the only thing we have, and a thing, and I had it. And for the first time in nearly 15 years, I'm going to make the statement, see, that the life from the solar areas that are on the Earth, they have to survive with those compounds. That's just a theory. That's just a real-world theory. No, we're not kidding, boys and girls. We're dealing in a thing. Take away God, develop the process of the event, take away baptism, change the religion so there's a new development to take in the artificial intelligence. And even my producer on the break is talking to me about artificial intelligence the way he said, and he's totally right. And you take Regina at the city council in Dallas, Texas. When she goes in there and talks about the fluoride and the chloramine, you take it out and take all those leads and everything out of the pipe. She's talking about something much bigger. And we had her on last week. We got a break coming up. We'll see you in the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I have only 4 to 5 minutes left in the show, and I have two more points to cover. But I have a caller, Eric from California, and I'd like to have you on, Eric, but I can only have you on for just under a minute. Can you handle that?
Hello, Dr. Parker?
Yes.
Yes, I have an associate.
I only have a minute, Eric, because I'm getting to it. Go ahead.
How would you test? I have an associate that has a filter that restructures water. It doesn't actually touch the water, but it supposedly restructures it. I asked him if he had changed the hydrogen angle. He said he didn't know. The only thing he knows is the plants grow better after it's been through this filter. How would you evaluate that water scientifically?
Well, first of all, changing the structure of the hydrogen is very important, and I know about a lot of those experiments and what's on the market. I'm going to give you my email, kwati@sbcglobal.net, and the only reason I'm doing that is because I only have 2.5 minutes left on my three-hour program, and that is a whole...
I understand.
I've done five shows, Eric, on hydrogen structure and the concept of it and the determination of it. I have two papers in quantum physics that I presented at the quantum physics seminar in Barcelona, Spain, 4 years ago concerning it. I'm very high on it. It has a lot of applications. But what happens with those, what's happening with hydrogen and its bondage is the fact that people don't quite understand it in terms of its interrelationship with other kinds of illnesses, what they have. I highly recommend, I think there's a hydrogen water that the millennials are all very very excited about. I think I even mentioned it. Let me see. I'm racing for my notes on the hydrogen water. The problem is when people put hydrogen in water, they don't understand it. You know how it particularly works. Yeah, it's called the H factor water, infused water. It's packaged in the United States. See, and it has a chemical free magnesium process to infuse the hydrogen. In other words, taking out the magnesium and working it through. And that's why I'm against it, because if you take out the magnesium, you're taking out the basis of the development of the bone structure through the thymus, and you're also changing out the immunological codes in the thymus that is affecting the thyroid. And since we're losing our thyroids because of the radioactive water on the Earth, we're actually in the plutonium age right now, which is supposed to last for 2,200 years based on the fact of the half-life of 25,000 years for plutonium. And so that's going to destroy all hydrogen bonds on the Earth, and that's exactly what's happening. So that's another way to work it. I'd like you to call me when I have more time. Can you do that? Can you do, but email
certainly can.
Yeah, email me so that I have it, so I can help you, and we can talk in terms of the thing when I get the time up. Can you do that? kwati@sbcglobal.net.
I'll do it. Okay, thank you very much, Eric.
Right. Now, the whole thing is, and that's a good caller, and the thing is that what we're having, I only have seconds left in the program, but you must get rid of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is the basis that was formed by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. That's why that was set up in the banks, was to keep all these systems that I've talked about for the past 3 hours in force. And that agency has to be abolished, in my opinion. Thank you very much. Thank you, audience. Thank you, my producer, for real, and RBN, and support RBN. And listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time in the United States of America. And a great prayer out to those Las Vegas people, and a prayer to the people that you know I love, and the people that are out there. Thank you for making it possible for me to be alive. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathways in the United States of America on RBN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.